This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The companions would always ask about the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and particularly how he was as a husband, which is an aspect of masculinity, that one is a good partner to their wife and how they are as a father, etc. And as a result, we know the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and how to embody masculinity from a prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So this is a hadith, or it's narrated on Al-Aswad ibn Yazid. قال سألت عائشة رضي الله عنها ما كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يصنع في بيته. A man by the name of Al-Aswad asked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, or asked عائشة رضي الله عنها, what did the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to do at home? Now listen to this. She said رضي الله عنها قالت كان يكون في مهنة أهله, يعني خدمة أهله. فإذا حضرت الصلاة خرج إلى الصلاة. She said he used to keep himself busy by serving his family, and when it was time for the prayer, he would get up for prayer. This is on Bukhari. 3 points I want to mention. Firstly, our masculinity is an understanding of masculinity and exemplification. How you act out this understanding of masculinity is in the life of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Whatever he did is how Allah wanted you to act according to your fitrah. And your fitrah is your natural state. And your natural state is that which is of XY chromosome, testosterone, a man, a male. Particularly for the males, speaking to you initially. Not ultimately, but initially. To all of you. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's sunnah in regards to him as a husband was what? How was he in the house? She said, he used to keep himself busy serving his family. And when it was time for the prayer, he would get up for the prayer. Why is this important? Because some of us have been raised by thinking that the man should not do anything in the house. I've never washed a dish in the house. I've never taken my clothes to the cleaners. I've never ironed my shirt. I've never swept the kitchen floor. Things of this nature, as though that's a sign of being masculine and a strong husband and a man of authority. La. We see that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, again, debunking a common misunderstanding, cultural nuance, sociological ill, if you will, to where if a man that doesn't do any of these household chores, if you will, it's more of a sign of his masculinity. He's more alpha. The more he doesn't do it, he's more alpha. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to keep himself busy serving his family. كَانَ فِي مِهْنَةِ أَهْلِهِ. In his house, he was serving his family. In another narration, وَكَانَ كَثِيرُ بَسَّامًا. He always used to smile. So this mad, mean mugging, mad dogging, you know, talking to your wife in an authoritative manner, talking down to her, that is not from the sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But this is important as well. For you young men to understand that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this was a sign of his masculinity. And understanding, firstly, that embodiment of the sunnah is embodiment of fulfilling your masculine essence, hence being masculine excellence. Secondly, he would help around the house. Young men, take it upon yourself to help your mothers. Help your sisters. Every now and then, if mom is coming home late from work, or if she's tired, or if your sister is tired, and you know she usually sweeps the kitchen or usually has a certain chore, washes your clothes or something like that, which she shouldn't be doing if you're 16, 17, 18, 19, even if you're younger than that, to take it upon yourself to help them. When they see that you do something that's out of the norm, because they usually do it, you know, the majority of the month, you do it once or twice a month, you help them, you say, Mom, don't worry, I'll wash the dishes for you today. Mom, don't worry, I'll make breakfast for us today. That is a practice that's good for you as a young male, because when you become a man, being a husband, this is going to be a habit that your wife will see. Subhanallah, you are doing something that is commendable. It is outside of what you usually do, and you're practicing the sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, especially and hopefully if your reason for doing that is following the sunnah. This is when it becomes ibadah. This is when it becomes worship. And worship, this is when it becomes reward. You'll receive reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the third point is where she said, radiallahu anha, وَإِذَا حَضَرَتِ الصَّلَاةُ خَرَجَ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ فَإِذَا حَضَرَتِ الصَّلَاةُ خَرَجَ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ. This goes back to the ultimate purpose for you as a man. For you as a man, we know that the purpose is transcendent. As we as Muslims, our purpose is different than all these other isms and movements that we have and pills and whatever. Is that we worship Allah that what we do is to ultimately worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The goal is the motivating factor behind anything that you do should be to show gratitude to Allah through the framework that He is giving you, being the Sharia. From this framework is the first pillar of Islam, the five pillars of Islam. The prayer is that which makes you a better person, to sound a little more simplistic. You get a little more deeper, a little more descriptive. The prayer is that which is one of the strongest means of connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by pondering over His beautiful names and attributes that is manifest in your life. And that takes a level of discipline, doing that five times a day. Prioritizing that five times a day. Young men, prioritizing salah over everything, even your wife in this particular situation, even helping her out. Aisha radiallahu anha mentioned that. Notice how she mentioned, when the salah came, everything stopped. He went out for the prayer. Video games, in the gym, talking on the phone with friends, talking on Twitch with friends, whatever the case may be, even work, prayer comes first. That is a strong sign of a man with morals, a man with principle, a man with integrity, a man with honor, a man that is a servant of Allah before a servant of his wife, before a servant over everything else. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you servants, just as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the ultimate servant, the Abdullah. Barakallahu feekum. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.